Coming up next, a discussion on the important soft skill of patience, why it makes the list, and how it can foster opportunities at work and in our careers. All that and more in just a few moments.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, where we help you unleash the power of soft skills. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. Take it away, guys.
Welcome to Serious Soft Skills, episode 15. I'm Dr. Tobin Porterfield, and with me is Bob Graham. For you newcomers, welcome. And let's set the stage. We've uncovered a list of 55 soft skills based on our academic research and through our teaching with college students. Our work in various industries and our keen eye on them, we are uncovering with each podcast episode what they mean and why they matter in today's workplace. Now we're going to take a look at patience. So, and as I say that, Bob, I feel like I got to go, let's deal with patience. You know, I just feel relaxed as soon as I say it. So, Bob, let's get it started on patience.
I've been waiting forever for you to ask me that question, Toby. I mean, I am at the edge of my seat. Like, could he have gone any longer with that introduction? And then we had to listen to the guy about, you know, this real deep voice that we paid so much money for, and then back to you. I can't wait any longer, so I'm going to jump right into it.
So, maybe patience isn't your thing.
It is not. I openly admit that. This is one that I cringe to hear some of the people that are around me hear that I'm talking about patience, because I'm not a very patient person. And so I'm hoping that we can learn some things from it. And I did some research because it's not my strong suit. And there was a really nice article in the Huffington Post a couple years ago. This is back from April of 2015. And I'll put a link in the show notes. And it's by Dr. Haider Zayed, and I apologize if I misstated that name, but he really explains to me where we start with the idea of patience. He says, patience gives us the option to cool down and to extend the grace to ourselves and others in the immediate moment, when we need it most. To be patient, he says, means we don't react mindlessly to minor irritations and inconveniences. He adds that it gives us the freedom to respond in a more kind and gentle way. And then he also adds one really interesting thing to me, that patience has been regarded as one of the greatest virtues in all religions and all moral traditions. And if you think about that, that is really true. We really value patience, and I think we may value it sort of like we value gold, because it's hard to find gold. And I would tell you, for me, it's really hard to find patience. And when I find it, it's often by just luck, like a four-leaf clover, to mix metaphors. I don't think I'm consistent with patience at all. And I think that's part of the challenge of it. But I know you sort of want to talk through patience a little differently than that setup. So can you sort of talk to why it's a soft skill that we think is important and where you see it fitting in?
Right. And I believe we cast patience as one of those individual soft skills that people bring to the workplace, but I don't think it's something we necessarily naturally bring to any relationship. And it is something most of us have to work on, myself included. But it gets back to that core element. And I think the reference you gave, it can be so damaging to a relationship to not have patience involved. And so my concern sometimes with including patience or to encourage patience in the workplace can run in conflict to the need to be proactive. And I think we want to be careful that we cast patience along with some similar ones we talk about with respect for the people we're working with, empathy for how we deal with them, and that patience doesn't be how we deal with time management or how we deal with being proactive or taking initiative, because patience doesn't mean sitting back and letting things come. It means allowing ourselves, as Syed had said, allowing us to take a breath and think about that next step and not respond in a way that would be inappropriate or damaging. And so we're really talking about being patient with other people and being patient even with ourselves and our situation and letting that develop on its own a little bit before we take an action that we may regret.
And I think that's sort of it to me. When I think of where I'm impatient, I often get impatient when I'm dealing with other people, with team activities, with group assignments, where it's just, you know, I want to get things done and I don't want perfection. I want to just get it off the checklist and move to the next thing. And the tension I think I have sometimes is with people who are perfectionists and want to do it the right way or, you know, get everything exactly 100%. And I'm like, no, I really want to close that book on Friday afternoon and move to something else Monday morning. And I've found that can be a good thing to push in some situations, but it can also be detrimental when you start to erode relationships and when people start to pigeonhole you as, oh, he's the guy who just wants to rush through things and get them done, or he doesn't care about quality. Those can be really detrimental. So I think you said it really well when we were sort of prepping this. There is a natural tension between patience and taking initiative, or what was the other one? I'm totally blanking.
Well, even time management and being proactive.
Right. But I also think, wouldn't you agree that it's also patience is recognizing that things take a certain amount of time. If you're trying to get a contract approved by the U.S. government, that's going to take more than a day. That's just reality. And if you're trying to do other things, it takes time. You know, these podcasts take time. There's no way around that. It takes time to plan them. It takes time to do them. It takes time to do the post-production. And it takes time for people to start to listen to them. We can say, oh, we're going to have 1 million listeners on the first day, but that's not realistic. And I think some of patience to me is about being realistic situationally, and that varies from situation to situation and day to day. And when you think about time management, and that's your world, not mine, so correct me if I'm wrong, it's about resource allocation. And sometimes patience for me comes with the allocation of resources. We only have so many hours we can devote to this extra project, or we only have so many dollars that we can put to finding additional staffing. That's just the reality. And so sometimes patience is the result of taking a realistic assessment of the situation. Is that something that comes into play in project management at all?
Bob, I think that really gets us to an interesting spot in this, because we've talked about patience with other individuals we're dealing with, patience with ourselves, and then going to that kind of outer ring of the planet and said, oh, but hold it. We also need to have patience with the environment. And you use the term realistic, setting realistic expectations kind of ourselves, but also of how the system's going to work around us. And it gets us to that third one that we want to kind of bring in, because when we talk about soft skills, we talk about individual soft skills, which are patience is one of those. We talk about that nexus between people, but we also then get to group. And I think we can't not talk about how important patience is in that group environment. And over the last few months, I've been involved in several strategic groups that have been working within our organization to identify new opportunities and really take the organization a new direction. And that is a slow process. And we spent lots of time together as a group. Some of these committees were 10 people, some 20. So the groups can get a little bit large. But it was challenging for me, because I'm sitting in this group and I'm thinking, come on, I know where we need to go. I know what the answer is to this question. Can I just put some action items on the board and we can just choose them up and move on? And just kind of taking that breath and letting people explore and discuss and run down some rabbit trails. And to my chagrin, this group came up with some ideas I had never thought of, and we ended up with some outstanding new initiatives, places we're going to head to that we had never considered, and they wouldn't have been on my list of action items. So having that patience to trust that process and allow people that latitude to talk about stuff and just let them get it out on the table, and there might be threads we can each pull on, it, and it caused – it launched another conversation and another conversation, And we really ended up with results that I wouldn't have gotten to had I just cut off the group and said, okay, we've talked enough, time to put something on the board. But at the same time, we need to maintain that focus that, hey, we are, you know, we're not just going to keep meeting endlessly. We got to get some ideas on the table. And that there has to be that tension point where we say, okay, we're circling the field a few too many times. We got to land this plane.
I think that's a great example. And I've had similar experiences where I'm like, really, guys, we're going to meet again. But then they throw you by coming up with something amazing that couldn't have been there. And I think what patience leads to ultimately is perspective. We sort of, in that moment of being patient, we sort of back away from the emotion and get back to the issue at hand. Because I think the thing that I struggle with when I become impatient is my emotion gets the best of me. I just want to get this done and move on. I want to move to the next shiny object. Done, done, done. Check off, check off, check off, which is all emotion. It's not rational. It's not like anyone's saying, Bob, you've got to get this done by Friday afternoon. It's me creating this artificial deadline because I like to get things done on Friday. But the perspective is, you know what? Sometimes having the weekend to think over things and reconvening on Monday really has a value, because getting that distance for 2 days and not thinking about it and then hitting the ground running Monday and going, hey, wow, that's right, we were thinking about this. Anybody have new thoughts? Well, you know, I kind of was thinking about it. We didn't consider this. That is, I think, the gift that patience ultimately gives us is that perspective and that ability. Frankly, I think when I demonstrate patience, the few times I can do it, the gift I get is a deeper understanding of the context in which I'm operating. So it moves away from just an emotional reaction to more of a logical reaction. And if you think about our soft skills list, there isn't one for emotion, but there is one about thinking logically. And I think that's what we're really ultimately talking about. Does that sort of fit what you're thinking, or do you take it a different way?
It comes back to something we talk about in the book, and that is that a lot of these individual soft skills, we talk about patience, empathy, respect for other people, and then we talk about those higher level ones about innovation, and that's where, you know, we need those foundational skills. We're not really going to get to real innovation. And so while we don't, you know, we don't want to say that there's an absolute, you know, cause and effect set here, there are ones that are going to enable future soft skills. And really what we're talking about is, again, transforming an organization. That's where we really want to go.
Hey, I think, Toby, that's a great place for us to stop. I think we've really offered some insights into patience. And I'm sure anyone listening to this right now or watching the video on YouTube has given up on their patience with us. So to go any further would just be foolish on our part. With that, I want to just say, if you're trying to reach us because we've tested your patience or we've given you a new insight into patience, or you have other questions or issues that you'd like to bring to our attention, you can always email us at podcast@seriossoftskills.com. That's podcast@seriossoftskills.com. Or you can tweet us, for you newcomers to the world that understand Twitter. No, I'm kidding. We understand Twitter. You can tweet us at Real Soft Skills. That's Real Soft Skills. And if you're looking for more resources about soft skills, we have a whole bunch of them available on our website, SeriousSoftSkills.com, where you can see access to old episodes, show notes for each episode, which are extensive transcripts. So if you caught this in your car or while you were running or doing the grass and you didn't have time to jot down notes, you can always go back to the show notes and see everything that you experienced in hearing. You can actually see it in words. It's really a neat tool. So that's available to you. And then next week, my favorite kind of episode, Toby, we're going to take listeners' questions. We've had listeners giving us questions, and we're going to just answer some of those, because I think when we answer their questions, we get real insights into, one, what people are really interested in, and two, it lets us sort of test our ability to be fleet of foot with our thought process. So that's next week on Serious Soft Skills. New episodes come out every Wednesday. And until then, Toby, I want to thank our listeners, say good day, and of course, good soft skills.
You've been listening to Serious Soft Skills with your hosts, Dr. Tobin Porterfield and Bob Graham. If you like what you hear, then take a moment to review us on iTunes. Looking for more insights on soft skills? Then check out our website, SeriousSoftSkills.com, for blog posts, newsletters, and other resources. And look for a new episode of Serious Soft Skills every Wednesday.